Hi, my name is Cristina Contreras. I am studying in Pontificia Universidad Católica of Chile. I'm talking about the effect of neural network architecture when predicting salt water content at fill capacity and wilting point. We all know that measure water content at fill capacity or wilting point is hard working and expensive in the field, which has led to other methods to predict water content. Pivot transfer functions represent a solution for this because they are developed to estimate hydraulic properties in some easy way. There are several ways to create pivot transfer functions. I specifically developed pivot transfer function with artificial neural networks. Neural networks represent a solution for the pivot transfer function because they are working very well and they predict water content accurately. The aim of the study is to compare the performance of neural networks with different inputs and hide the layers. We call it architecture, to decide what is the best combination of them. The database soils used in the study correspond to a Chilean database with information of soils. In the results, we have that the best performance for predict water content is with 5 inputs and 15 hide layers, and you can see the first figure, the estimated. An interesting finding is that at fill capacity, there is no difference between 14 or 15 hide layers, but at wilting point, there is a significant difference between 14 and 15 and 16 and more. When used for inputs, we see the colors, the orange, green, and dark blue. We see that sand, silt, clay content, and wool density, the orange one. The first of them at 12 hide layers and 19 hide layers. Some authors conclude that clay and organic carbon were suitable predictors for water content at wilting point, but in this study, this condition was not observed at wilting point. When using sand, silt, clay, and organic matter, the green one line, the results show that rod mean square error and net soot coefficient were not better than those obtained with the orange on green line. And remember, it that represents 4 inputs. This indicates that at input, the bulk density is not a robust predictor for water content estimate. An interesting finding is that yellow and green line, the yellow is the last one. Present a similar input, and this is proving that sand is not a good prediction for water content. This is opposite what has been documented before, where bulk density is named as an important parameter to develop pivot transfer functions because it reflects soil porosity in soils and consequently the water retention. In the case of network for predicting the fill capacity, using free inputs show the poorest prediction in terms of a statistical coefficient, rod mean square error or net soot life. This condition indicates that including organic matter or bulk density instead of sand contributes to develop the artificial neural network more accurately for predict water content at fill capacity, a difference to the results obtained when estimate the content at the wilting point. You can see the line in yellow and the line in dark brown. The main conclusion of this study is there is no improvement was found in the water content estimate when increasing the number of hide layers. We found a limit of 15 hide layers. Particle size distribution by itself wasn't enough to get reliable water content at fill capacity and wilting point. We can prove it with free inputs. And adding bulk density in the network improved the estimate at fill capacity but not at wilting point, and there is an interesting finding for keeping studying. Thank you so much. Any questions?
We have time for a question.
Yeah.
What's the number?
3404. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.